If you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, one of our listeners, Aaron, told us a secret.
Yeah.
A very big secret.
Bad secret.
Monumental, gargantuan, Titanic-sized secret.
Terrible secret.
The biggest.
That he's been keeping from his fiancée.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in their relationship, he cheated on her with her older sister.
Oh my gosh. I mean, even hearing it again.
Yeah. I know.
There's no nice way to say that.
Yikes.
Now, as they get closer to their wedding day, he's feeling very anxious about hiding it from her, and he wants to come clean in an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I've already promised on the air that Jose and I are going to bow out of this one, and mm-hmm. Brooke is going to take over because this is too serious for
Right.
our dumb advice.
Yeah.
The success or failure of this phone call relies entirely on Brooke and her advice. So, Aaron,
come on, Brooke.
Are you ready to put your future marriage into Brooke's wine-stained fingers?
Let's do it.
All right.
Come on, Brooke.
What do you
okay.
got, Brooke?
I've been thinking about this, Aaron.
Okay.
You need to take full responsibility for your actions.
Mm.
Okay?
Boring.
Yeah, there's no like, but I was drunk, but she, your sister led me on, none of that. It's all you, buddy. You are the bad guy here. You know it and you're sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you need to explain to her why, although it sounds like a big deal, it's not anymore. Because A, it hasn't happened again. And B, you're so sorry. Did you see how many times I said sorry there?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Ruth, we only have like 30 minutes for this call.
Ruth.
So can you like summarize, do the spark
Ruth.
Notes of that?
That's it. Be honest. Be honest. Take the blame.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
All right. You're cool with the honesty thing. I was going to suggest maybe faking your death because then things... It'll look a whole lot better.
That could work. That might actually.
Now, okay.
How does he call her and tell her he's dead?
Details, Jose.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe the honesty policy is the best.
Stick with
honesty.
Okay.
Okay, you guys need to call her because I'm about to hang up.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to dial the phone number right
gosh.
Now. Here
I'm
we go.
I'm so nervous.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hi, hon. What's this number?
Oh, I'm just calling from Josh's phone. How's it going? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just had lunch with the girls. What's up?
Nice.
How's Josh?
He's doing okay. He's feeling a little better. Listen, babe, I just want to tell you that I love you so much, and I am so grateful for you. And I am so, so excited to get married to you. You mean so much to me, Court. And I love being with you every day. And I love learning all the new things about you and how to be a better husband and friend.
And don't forget lover.
Yeah, I guess that too. And also, it taught me that it's so much more important to be more honest and more open with each other, you know, about everything.
Well, we already are honest with each other. So what do you mean more honest?
Well, yeah. No, we're honest with each other. But I think maybe we should be more upfront about what's happened in our past.
I feel like I've been pretty open with you. I told you about the professional soccer player.
Yeah, no, you told me about it. You told me about him a few times, actually. But I need to tell you about my past.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Listen, I'm really scared right now because it's kind of a big thing and I don't want to lose you.
Okay, Aaron, what are you talking about? You're making me so nervous right now. What do you mean?
So, you remember when we first started dating and mm-hmm. we had those first couple months and we weren't, you know, like official yet?
Okay.
In those early phases, before we were official, I may have been with somebody else.
What? What do you mean?
I know it's horrible, and I feel so bad about it. I feel so ashamed. It's been killing me.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is it was with someone you know.
Oh, my God. I feel sick right now to my stomach. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. But you deserve to know the truth before we get married. I love you so much. I love you so much, Courtney. And I have to tell you.
Wait, just stop. Who is it?
I was unfaithful to you with your sister.
What? With Darcy?
Yes. Yes. And I feel so bad, Courtney. I am so, so sorry.
Aaron, that doesn't make any sense. Aaron, that doesn't make any sense. My sister's a lesbian.
Well, I know that. I didn't physically cheat with her. It was all emotional. I know it was wrong.
What?
Okay. Aaron, what? Whose voice is that?
What? You didn't physically cheat with her?
I'm confused.
Now I feel like you're lying to us.
What?
Hi, Courtney.
Wait, hello?
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
What?
You're on the radio.
Are you kidding me? What is happening?
No, this is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay, hi.
Wait, hold on. We were under the impression your fiance called us because I guess you never said it, but I just assumed you slept with her sister.
Yeah, Aaron, can you be clear?
Emotional cheating is just as bad as physical cheating. That's what they said in counseling. That's why it's been killing me.
How do you have an emotional one-night stand with someone? I don't understand.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I am sorry to say that the emotional cheating happened more than once.
Oh.
Wait, it
was a full-blown emotional affair.
Oh, no.
No, hold on. Courtney, did you say your sister's a lesbian?
Yeah, and Aaron, in counseling, when we talked about emotional cheating, we were talking about two people who connect and are emotionally attached to each other or text or talk a certain way.
I just know that I did some pretty bad things in my mind. And
Aaron, babe, I don't need to know the specifics of what you thought about of my sister, but I mean, listen, we all go through this. I totally understand. I've had crushes on like celebrities. You know Adam Levine.
Uh-huh. And Aaron, it doesn't count if you were the only one fantasizing. Her sister doesn't like dudes, man. Yes. She was not thinking about you in that way.
Not like you were like texting each other.
I don't know that she's not attracted to me. Maybe, I don't know.
Babe, she's 100% a lesbian. I just had lunch with her, Aaron.
Aaron, are you secretly like crushing on her sister? Is that what this all boils down to?
It was a long time ago, and I haven't done anything since. But
you didn't do anything then. Yeah. I think that's the whole point, Aaron. It's not an emotional affair if it's only one-sided.
Yeah.
Listen, Courtney, I know it doesn't sound like a lot on the surface, but I did it. And I feel terrible about it. I feel so ashamed.
Oh my gosh.
And I do feel like emotional cheating is just as bad as physical cheating, even though obviously I'm not in the majority. I indulged in impure thoughts. And I just want you to know that if you don't want to go through with the wedding, I understand.
No,
Aaron,
bro.
Do you have a thing for my sister still? Because if not, I don't understand what the problem is here.
No, I mean...
Okay, then I guess I'll see you in 2 months at our wedding.
Oh, you're not going to see her for the next 2 months then?
No.
I don't know. He might be with my sister. I don't know anymore.
And your sister's just going to be like, ew, get away from
me.
Here's the thing, Aaron. I think that it's really sweet and it's really commendable. And emotional affairs are definitely a real thing. You're absolutely right. And they're not something that you should have when you're with somebody. But it just sounds like what you had was maybe a nice conversation with her sister that you read the wrong way.
I mean, I've never really had like a super long conversation with her, so it's really been more mental.
So it's just you sleeping with her sister in your head.
Dude, you're a man.
Listen, I know that it's not a big deal to you guys, but I had to get it off of my chest. I had to be honest with her.
That is really sweet.
All right.
Better, bro.
Yes, so.
This is definitely going to be something that I can laugh at whenever I see her now.
Okay.
Courtney, you're not going to tell her though, right?
I mean, Courtney, you were so sweet in telling me. I think maybe we should just all be honest here and just, you know, let it out,
no!
Let everyone know,
babe.
Let it open to the air, and then we'll all feel better.
Babe.
I'm sorry. I'll try and keep this in.
It's not going to happen.